You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Samuel chapter 16 and verse 6 to 10. So it was when they came that he looked at Eliab and said, "Surely the Lord's anointed is before me." But the Lord said to Samuel, "Do not look at his appearance or at his physical stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord does not see as man sees. For man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." So Jesse called Abinadab and made him pass before Samuel. And he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Then Jesse made Shammah pass by, and he said, "Neither has the Lord chosen this one." Thus Jesse made 7 of his sons pass before Samuel. And Samuel said to Jesse, "The Lord has not chosen this." Now, the father of David presented 7 children. He didn't present David. That means the father did not consider that David can be chosen as king. If God would choose king, it should be among these 7. You know, so when you say, "Oh, my background wasn't good, I was at a disadvantage, if I had had this," it is so for everybody. David didn't have it good, such that his own father did not consider him worthy to be king. Just imagine if they ask you to present all your sons, and you have 8 sons, and you present only 7. How do you want the 8th child to feel? That was what the father did. So there was really nothing in David that points to the fact that he could be a king. But I want us to note one thing. God skipped 7 people and came to David. 7 people. He skipped Eliab, he skipped Shammah, he skipped Abinadab and the rest until he got to the 8th child. Did you know how many people God skipped for you to be saved? We have about 8 million people on the face of the earth today. And 8 billion rather. And we do not have up to 1 billion people who are born again. But you are probably one of those who are born again. Did you know that that is the great mercy of God on your life? That's why you cannot take this salvation for granted. David cannot afford to take his salvation for granted because God skipped a lot of people before coming to him. Do you know there are people in your place of work who don't know Jesus? A lot of people in your country who don't know Jesus. Even in your neighborhood, maybe your next door neighbor may not even know Jesus. But God has found you worthy to receive salvation. Don't take it for granted. Don't receive the grace of God in vain. It's not a small matter when God had to skip people and come to you. Take it very serious. Be grateful and walk in Jesus. The scripture says we should walk worthy of the Lord. It says we ought to walk as he walked. That's a sign that you appreciate God for this great salvation that he has brought to your life. I pray you will not take it for granted in Jesus' name. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org. You can email us info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.